Okay, let's bring our political brain trust into this conversation. Ken Rudin is NPR's political editor. Mara Liasson is our national political correspondent. You guys still have brains left after all the work of this week?
I hope very so. Little.
Good morning. Good morning. Okay, Jim Webb says the issues that elected him were not just Iraq, but also economic inequality and the abuse of power. Is he right?
Well, let me say one thing. He said it wasn't about WMDs. I will say it was about W, which was George W. Bush and his handling of the war. And it was about M, too, the macaca word. If George Allen, who had a gigantic lead 3 months ago going to this race, had he not self-destructed, I think George Allen would be still in the Senate. So it's interesting that other issues, you know, according to Mr. Webb, that other issues brought him in. But, of course, his opponents, not self-annihilation, really what happened.
You're saying
here.
Local issues actually mattered in this race in the state of Virginia anyway. But that local issue, in effect. Well, a certain candidate who made a mistake is what you're saying.
Right. Look, Jim Webb was somebody the Democrats put up with very little hope of winning. Certainly he had the war in Iraq on his side, but he also had George Allen on his side as well.
Marla.
Look, I think what you heard in that interview, I mean, Renee was trying to get the, quote, Democratic position on Iraq out of Jim Webb, who certainly was somebody who's thought a lot about this. And, you know, Webb seems to be aligning himself with what he thinks is going to come out of the Baker Commission. The Baker Report might rescue both sides in this debate, but I think what that shows you is how diverse this new crop of Democrats is. Jim Webb, somebody who is clearly kind of an independent thinker, isn't spouting the party lines if there even is one. You have all sorts of Republican moderates who lost this time, and you've got this very diverse crop of Democrats coming in. Some of them are conservative on social issues. Some of them are mavericks like Jim Webb, who just became a Democrat in the last year. So that's going to give the Democrats even a greater challenge in terms of forging unity.
And trying to be unified on this most important issue. Now, what does all this say, all the election results say, for Karl Rove, President Bush's political advisor, who obviously suffered a defeat here?
Well, the Rove strategy was to energize the base, and that worked for him very well for a while. But the exit polls showed that this election was a kind of revenge of the middle. Both parties got out their base, but independents broke, gave the Democrats 10 more points than they had in 2004, and that's why the Democrats won. They made small gains this year among evangelical voters, white Catholics, Hispanics. Those gains might be temporary, but those were three of the groups that Rove had looked to build his, quote, permanent Republican majority. And I would say that at least those hopes have been derailed for now.
Democratic gains among rural voters as well, in unexpected places and states.
But actually, Democratic gains everywhere. I mean, it's easy to say that Karl Rove had this national strategy, this major strategy of making the Republicans the permanent majority. We saw that in 1972, too, when Richard Nixon had this permanent national Republican majority, carried 49 states. And 2 years ago, there was Watergate.
There was Watergate.
Exactly, 2 years. And so in this sense,
In some people's minds, it was still continuing 2 years ago. But anyway.
What happened here is that we had a permanent majority in 2000 and 2002 and 2004. And then, of course, along came a very unpopular war and a mishandling of the war, and that's what spurred Democratic gains.
It's not too early for politicians and pundits to ask what all this means for 2008, a presidential election year.
Well, one thing I think the Democrats learned in going back to the Clinton years is that they latched on to a national issue. Morris said if the Democrats can latch on to a national theme, that could carry them to the White House. We saw them use that with health insurance in 1991, and they took over with Clinton in 1992.
I think the interesting thing about 2006 effect on 2008 is how it really winnowed the field of candidates on both sides. All of a sudden, on the Republican side, George Allen, Rick Santorum, Senator Frist, their chances have been diminished, if not eliminated. On the Democratic side, John Kerry has seen his chances diminished. McCain and Hillary Clinton still the front runners.
Okay, thanks very much. That's NPR national political correspondent Mara Liasson, along with our political editor Ken Rudin. This is NPR News.